This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, No to Counterfeit Religious Sayings. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Forging lies against Allah, the Messenger, and the religious authorities is simply forbidden in Islam. Islam is the religion of truthfulness and genuineness. Allah the Most High said, "And who is more unjust than he who forges a lie against Allah?" The biggest injustice is to forge a lie against Allah. This is a crime that Allah has labeled it to be injustice. Forging lies against Allah, Prophet, or Ahlul Bayt, alayhim assalam, hinders the prosperity of a person in this life and the hereafter. Allah says in the Holy Quran, "Surely those who forge lies against Allah shall not prosper. They will have little enjoyment for a while, but theirs will be a painful punishment." Notice that you may have little enjoyment or some gains or some benefits by forging a lie against Allah, but remember that the painful chastisement awaits you. You know, unfortunately, those who fall in love with this world, this dunya, they lie for the sake of their petty gains and benefits, right? They make things up, sometimes just for the sake of enjoyment, right? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is promising us that yes, you may get that enjoyment for a little period of time, but that is not something that is going to help you in any way, because there will be a painful chastisement waiting for you if you forge any lies against Allah, His Messenger, or religious authorities. Welcome back, dear listeners. Today we are discussing No to Counterfeit Religious Sayings. And we said that forging lies against Allah, the Messenger of Allah, the Imams of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, the religious authorities, is forbidden in Islam. We see in history that some hypocrites forged lies against the Prophet for different reasons. Some did it for some personal gains, others did it for enmity against Islam and Prophet. Then there was the corrupt governmental establishment after the Prophet who paid liars to forge lies against the Prophet. The Prophet of Allah during his lifetime said, "Anyone who intentionally forges lies against me prepares for a residence of fire." If one forges a lie against Allah, Prophet, or Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, in the state of fasting, their fast becomes invalidated. This is a serious sin, brothers and sisters. Lying in the name of Allah, Prophet, Imams, or the religious authorities is a no-go for a believer, right? No matter if there are those short-term gains or even some sort of enjoyment or some personal benefits, this is something that is completely forbidden in Islam. And if you look at the history of Islam, just to preserve their authority and power and government, people lied in the name of Prophet, unfortunately, right? You look at the track record of Banu Umayyah and you look at how many statements of Prophet, they were forged, they were fabricated, right, by the hypocrites of that time. So we have to be, as believers, be very careful that when we take a hadith, when we take a narration of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt, we go to the reliable sources and not just believe anything and everything that comes in front of us, because there was a fabrication machinery in place for hundreds and thousands of years, you know, since after Islam. For the last 1400 years, we have seen people fabricate these statements and these sayings. So we have to have our guards up and say no to counterfeit religious sayings.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.